This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I am joined in the club by Amber Lee Dodd. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for popping by because you've got a brand new book out.
I do. It's very exciting.
It's called Lightning Chase Me Home. Can you tell the listeners all about it?
I can. So it's about a girl called Amelia, and she lives on a windblown island in a creaky old house right beneath the North Star. Her dad is very sad since her mum left, and her absent-minded grandpa suddenly seems convinced something very strange is about to happen to her. She's about to start a new school, and she's struggling with making new friends. So when she makes a birthday wish to be reunited with her missing mum, things get even stranger when a wild magic is stirred from the sea.
That is an excellent introduction to the book. Wow. So it's kind of like an adventure and a magical series, right? It's a magical adventure, essentially.
Yes, it's a sort of magical realism adventure mystery. I've got a little bit of everything in there.
Now, Amelia is named after two explorers.
Yes, she is.
Tell our listeners a little bit about them.
So she is named after Amelia Earhart, who is a fantastic female explorer. She was the first person to fly across the world, the first lady to fly across the world. And then she went missing.
Yes.
No one found her. Just her shoes.
The most mysterious thing. It's so
I know.
Mysterious. And the other explorer as well?
Is Lady Hester Stanhope, who rode camels through the Arabian desert dressed as a man with a cutlass.
Now, is this something that always interested you? The exploring side of things?
It really was. But I think when I was writing my first book, I was doing a little bit of research about lady scientists, and I came across all of these sort of lost women in history, and I got really interested. I was like, I would have loved to learn more about this at school. So I decided that's what my next book should be about. It should have lots of lady adventurers and explorers who really inspired me.
So what kind of things happened to Amelia on her adventure?
She gets stuck on a little island. She is in a sea cave while the sea starts coming in. She has to climb up cliffs. Lots of very scary adventures happen to her.
Have you ever done these adventures? Have you climbed up cliffs? Have you been inside caves?
I have. I stayed in a Scottish castle.
Oh, wow. As research for this book or just in general?
As research for the book. I was a writer in residence in a Scottish castle, and I got to sort of explore the Scottish cliffs, and there was dungeons underneath the castle. So I got to sneak down there and take a look.
What was the most exciting bit in the book to write? Because there must have been something that you're writing like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. This is amazing.
I think that would probably be the storm towards the end. The storm is coming in and starting to swallow up the island, and Amelia is battling against all the forces of nature and the Scottish wilderness. It was very exciting.
And in the description of the book, you mentioned that Amelia doesn't always feel brave, or like she's the most special person around, but does the book help her kind of come through this a little bit?
Yes, I think of all good like underdogs and heroes, they eventually find their feet before the end of the book.
I've got to say, I've been reading some recommendations of your book. You've had Robin Stevens has given a recommendation.
I know.
And is it Kieran Milde Hargreave?
Yes.
She's. I mean, how does that feel to have those recommendations?
Oh, it's... It's so overwhelming. It's so lovely to have like authors that I admire saying they like my work. It never gets old. It's always really exciting.
Are they people that kind of influenced you as well?
I love Robin Stevens' books. I love her detective series, especially what she's been doing with the characters recently in her last book.
Yeah.
So to have kind words from her is just wonderful.
And in the book, you've got Amelia. Now, she also has a difficult relationship with her dad, and her mum's not around. Was that interesting to write as well for you?
Yeah, it was. I think a lot of children's fiction kind of sees it from the other point of view, where their dad might be missing. So that was kind of an interesting challenge to see what kind of relationship you might have with your mum if she has been absent.
And do you think there'll be maybe a few more books in the series, or is this like a standalone book for you?
I think this is a standalone. I'm working on something a little bit different right now.
Oh, interesting. I read that you didn't like reading when you were younger. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. I hated reading because I was really dyslexic myself.
Okay.
So I share a lot in common with Amelia.
Right.
So I was really, really bad at English and really terrible at reading. And it took me a really long time to catch up with everyone else. And when I did, it was like I discovered it. And that's when I fell in love with books and fell in love with writing stories.
Was that one book in particular that made you really, really go for it?
So many books. But I think my favourite were Jacqueline Wilson.
The classic, of
yes,
course. Yes,
absolutely. I think I read her books and I was like, wow, this is, the books can be about people like me.
Yeah, yeah, they're really interesting and yeah, you can relate to them.
Yes, exactly. And I was like, these characters I feel like are my friends.
Did you put any of yourself in Amelia and in the characters
absolutely,
in your book?
Yeah, I really think Amelia is probably the closest character I've written. There's a lot of how I felt at school with dyslexia in Amelia and struggling to read and feeling very insecure and scared about being in classes. So it was really fun for me to write.
Now, I do a little quickfire round with every author who comes in.
Ooh, okay.
Is that okay to do
yes,
it now?
Yes, yes.
Just to get a feel for you, feel like what you're like as an author. First one, super easy, books or Kindles?
Both. I'm going to be controversial.
Yeah.
I love having a physical book. There's nothing that beats it. But Kindle, you can turn it onto dyslexic-friendly font.
Oh, right.
And you can change the background. So if you are dyslexic, it's actually a really good tool.
I did not know that.
No, I know. But there's a little recommendation.
You know, I think that's the best answer I've had so far. That's really, really good. Heroes or villains?
Oh, it's going to have to be heroes.
Heroes?
It's got to be heroes. I love writing villains. I mean, they are such good fun. But I love a good underdog.
Excellent. Now, I think you might like this one. Illustrated Mum or Bed and Breakfast Star?
Oh, Illustrated Mum.
Okay, just checking out.
I have the signed copy still with me.
Do you?
Do.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that, I bet. Oh, that's amazing. film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Ooh, tricky. Mm. Ah, I would say with TV adaptation because you get a little bit more time to tell the story.
Okay. Amelia or Sydney?
Oh, I think it's Amelia at the moment.
I should say Sydney's a character from your previous book.
Yes, yeah, she is.
Just to check where your loyalties lay there. just double checking. Writing or reading?
Reading is a little bit more fun. Less hard work.
It's less work, I suppose. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Hogwarts, every time.
Good, me too. Laptop or write by hand?
Laptop. Yep. Spell check.
A Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Jacqueline Wilson.
I thought that might be the answer. Just wanted to double check. A bookshop visit or school tour?
School tour.
A lot of authors say that because they like interacting with children and having lots of kids
around.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the most nerve-wracking part of the job, but it's also the best part as well.
Do you write 9 to 5 or just whenever you fancy?
I try and have set hours, but that never really works.
And finally, the big one, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion.
Oh! I'm more of a salt and vinegar gal, but because you gave me the excellent Kindle tip at the top, I will let you off for that.
Okay.
That is all right. So, Amberlee, we should say that your book is out right now.
Yes, it is, from all good bookshops.
And it looks beautiful as well.
Oh, it is gorgeous. You can't really see it online, but it's very shiny.
It's
pretty.
So it's blue and it's got like waves and it's shiny, like,
yes,
kind of, like
it's
light
got
green writing.
Like, it's got thunderbolts that shine as well.
It's amazing.
Gorgeous.
So if you see Lightning Chase Me Home in the shops and you love an adventure and a bit of magic, go and check it out.
Yes, please do.
Perfect. Amberlee Dodd, thank you so much for popping by.
Thank you for having me.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.